ingredients are titanium dioxide, which is a white mineral. We use it as a white color. When we're making a light eyeshadow, we're going to use a lot of titanium in there. It's also an incredible sunscreen. And titanium is mined from the earth and then processed for cosmetic use in a lab. It's not a synthetic pigment. Then we also use iron oxide, and iron oxides are basically iron salts that are then oxidized in a controlled setting. Again, pure mineral. Those create the reds and the blues and create the color palette that you see. Then some of the cosmetics have zinc oxide in them, and mica. And mica is what actually carries the pigment, so all cosmetics have mica in them. You're talking about four or five ingredients tops. The advantage of this to a customer, there are no allergens in mineral makeup. In true mineral makeup, and I'm going to use the word true because there is makeup out there that has all of those minerals in it that may be a loose powder, but then things are added in to make the product look less clumpy or to make the product look a little silkier in the jar. We don't do that. If you open up a jar of a mineral foundation, it's kind of funny looking, and that's okay with me because when you put it on your face, it's not funny looking. It's beautiful. That is the goal of essence. How does this product look once you put it on your face? So we don't use any of the waxes. We don't use esters. We don't use magnesium stearate, which a lot of times is actually, it's a wax created from the byproduct of the beef industry. So if you're talking about vegan makeup or vegetarian makeup, and you look at that ingredient, magnesium stearate, it's not a mineral. It's a wax that comes from either a vegetable source or an animal source. Responsible companies buy it from a vegetable source and tell you that on the label. So when you look at our ingredients, all you're going to see is minerals. Minerals are inorganic. What that means is they're not based on carbon. They're not grown. They're not plants. They are rocks. And you put them on your skin, and they sit on your skin. They don't enter into your skin. They're not absorbed. The difference between that and a makeup that uses dye to create color is that dyes absorb into the skin. That's where you get your allergic reactions. Fragrances absorb into the skin. There are a lot of chemicals used in commercial cosmetics that go into your skin and then cause a reaction. Inorganic minerals literally sit on top of your skin and they don't enter into the layers of the skin. So there is no possibility for an allergic reaction. This is the main benefit to mineral makeup. Also the fact that we don't use carmine, we don't use dyes, we don't use any of those things that typically irritate women's skin. 99% of the time, you're guaranteed to be able to put that makeup on and walk out of the house and never have a reaction to it. And we all know what happens when you have a reaction to makeup. Your face swells up, your lips swell up. It can be a very devastating thing, especially for teenagers who have very sensitive skin.